Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Watch this.
All right, lunchtime confessions. We confess our sins to you, the loophole. Shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Some of these confessions have to do with sports. Some have nothing to do with sports, but we're transparent with you 24/7. Let it hang a little bit lower during lunchtime confessions. It is time to confess. Watch this.
These are my confessions. Welp, I think my wife is a serial killer.
Really wouldn't shock me, to be honest. I'm not like of all the things, like if you told me that would shock me, I would raise the eyebrows and I'd be intrigued by the story, but it wouldn't really like shock me if Jan ended up being a serial killer.
I think she's a serial killer. So I went into both bathrooms this morning for various reasons. Both toilet paper rolls were upside down.
What's upside down?
Like the paper was hanging from the back.
Yeah, some people prefer that. What's wrong with that? That's the right way, isn't it?
No. You're deranged if you do that.
I don't have a preference.
You have to have... Santiago?
Yeah, it's the other way.
It has to be over the top.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters.
I texted the family. I just said, adjust. Well, your mom is a serial killer.
It's like when women complain about the toilet seat being down or up.
Dude,
like,
that's deranged.
Just flick it down.
You have to have the toilet
paper. It's literally just a flick it down.
Okay, yes. But that is... ridiculous. You have to be a deranged, psychotic person to put the toilet paper upside down in both bathrooms. I think she's a serial killer. I really do. I think I've figured it out. She has a secret life. Watch this.
These are my confessions. All right, Rashee Rice of the Chiefs. There's some new discoveries from the Dallas Police Department. You remember him getting in the hit and run, going whatever, 100 with... his Lamborghini, another car. He and his boys fled the scene. And according to reports, the Dallas police found 10.8 grams of marijuana in his Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dove Kleeman said this was a felony in Texas. I don't know what the hell you're talking about, buddy.
Yeah. Well, I have a hard time.
It's barely a misdemeanor.
Yeah, I have a hard time with the...
Yeah, I think you need two ounces or something like that.
Yeah.
For that to be a felony.
Nevertheless.
Yeah, 2 ounces, right? Yeah, Santiago knows.
How do you know that? Nevertheless.
Google.
But anyway, here's my thing on this.
That was too fast of an answer.
I think this is an absolute disgrace.
Yes.
Because if you're already committed to leaving the scene, how are you going to leave marijuana behind?
Dude.
There's a couple of things. First of all, you don't want to leave anything behind. Hey, where's the weed? Where's whatever else we might have? Where's whatever else we might have? We're already committed to leaving. And keep in mind, nobody got seriously hurt here.
Yeah.
How are you going to leave 10.8 grams of marijuana behind? That is so stupid. Like that right there is even, I'm not going to say it's dumber than driving reckless, but that is so dumb. You're already committed to leaving. You can't leave it behind. The other thing is, after going through something like that, you need the weed, man.
That's not what
you need to roll something up.
Here's what I would say. Isn't weed like the first thing you want to grab? First thing that comes
maybe
to mind?
Is there guns? Is there coke? Well, is there Molly?
Maybe.
Is there pills? Is there alcohol bottles?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you want to get it all.
But two things. Like if that happens, and by the way, they had the time to grab like bags.
Yes, they had a whole bag.
And stuff out of the back of the car, wherever it was.
Yeah.
But the first thing,
and then it's not like they were running.
No, they were walking down the highway.
Those dudes were strolling down the highway. Like, you would say, well, they were in such a hurry. They damn sure were not in a hurry.
No. The first thing to me would be like, where's the weed? And then get whatever's in those bags.
Where's the weed? Where's the guns? Where's the coke? Where's the molly?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Hey, where's that bottle that we opened up? Whatever, whatever the hell they were doing.
Yes.
How are you going to leave the weed behind, man?
That is absolutely dumb.
What are you doing?
Absolutely dumb.
And what are your friends doing? And now, like, and again, nothing happened. I mean, now what are you going to say? I was just there.
No, you ain't going to get away with that.
I was just there.
You ain't going to get away with that. Watch this.
And you know damn well they got home and they're,
We left the weed.
You know, it would have been dumber if they would have went back and got it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Kind of in no man's land.
They might
there.
Have been under the influence there. So, 99-cent store.
Well, it's not really everything's 99 cents.
Well, first of all, my confession is, where the hell am I supposed to get Christmas wrapping paper now? They're closing all 471 locations.
At 99-cent store?
99 cents.
Well, I always go to, I think Dollar General's better.
I like Five Below.
Oh, Five Below where...
Yeah, those are pretty
kids
good.
Kids like that.
Yeah, Five Below's pretty cool, but 99 cents?
Dollar General's actually a juggernaut.
Dollar General's a monster.
Yeah, they got like yak and stuff
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I go... They do?
They got beer.
Yeah, yak and stuff.
They do.
Seriously?
Yes, they got beer.
They have beer and wine.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking like cognac. Like,
Nah. Yeah, I don't. They might have liquor. I don't know, but
I doubt it. But
Dollar General, you go in there, you can get you a little something.
99 cents. I go in there once a year. Okay. Get Christmas wrapping paper.
Yeah, that's the way to go because they got the bags and all that.
Yeah.
Man, HEB and Target and all them, for those bags, they will charge you like $3.50 for a normal bag.
Go to 99-cent store. You can get all you want.
And then the bow and all that.
Everyone, yeah. Yeah, but they're closing all set 471. That sucks.
Well, then just go to Dollar General.
I guess. Well, I go to Dollar General occasionally anyway, because it's a really good store.
It's where you get your haircut, right?
No.
It's not your spot?
No, it's not my spot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thought that was your go. What is your haircut spot?
Me.
I would have never guessed.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I do a dang good job.
I would have never guessed.
I do a dang good job. If you need your hair cut, just come to me. You want me to cut your hair?
I'm growing it a little bit.
But I'll cut it when you want me.
I'll get in the awkward tweener phase.
You want me to tighten it up
out.
For you?
No.
Chris, you want me to give you a little fade?
Hell
I'll
no.
Pass. I'll pass.
Dude, I do a good job.
Do you?
I cut my own
this
hair.
This makes a lot more sense now.
No, it does not.
This makes a lot more sense now.
I do a great job.
Okay. Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Yeah. What's wrong with cutting your own hair?
It's good, man.
It's
looks
better
good.
Than spending $700 like a Piggy and Show.
They spent a couple, hon.
Yeah.
I spent 30.
You know what I spent? 35. About a nickel of electricity.
Nickel of electricity?
Yeah, I got the razor. I got it down to a science. I do my neck every week. So see, that's the key thing. That's when I started doing it. I hate neck hair, but I don't want to go to get my hair cut all the time. I've been doing it for about 10 years. I don't want to go every week to get my neck trimmed. So I started doing that, and then I got kind of like, it got good to me. And I'm like, let me try this right here. And then I did my ears.
It got what?
It got good to me.
What got good to you?
Cutting my hair. Cutting my neck hair.
Do you have like any second opinions, or is this?
No, everybody loves it.
You haven't asked anyone else's opinion on
You've never noticed.
On the hair?
You've never said, oh, what? That's a butcher of a haircut.
No, so.
Yeah.
But no one else has weighed in on it?
No, I do a good job.
You're just confident in your own
Number five in the
judgment
front.
There?
Number six on the top.
Okay.
Number four on the sides. No number for straight blade on the neck, and then I do over the ears. Dude, I got it wired.
Okay.
Yeah. Watch this. Sure you don't want me to cut your hair?
I'm good.
Chris, are you sure?
I'm fine. Thank you, though.
I'll do it. This is something I need to do more. You know, every once in a while you realize, you know, that's something I really need to do more. I'm going to participate in a garage sale tomorrow morning.
They're awesome, dude.
They're great. Like participating is what I'm talking about. I'm not real big. I mean, I'll go and stop occasionally if something catches my eye, but I'm not real big on being like one of these garage sale people every Saturday and Sunday or whatever Friday you go and go hunting and gathering. I like participating. My son's having a garage sale and we're taking some stuff. I like sitting there kind of seeing the vibe, you know, kind of cutting the deals for like 25 cents off or whatever. Those are fun.
Garage sales are sick.
They're sick.
My mom got real offended.
She got into it?
No. She got real offended one time when we were having a garage sale.
Over how much money?
She used to get into it. No. The opposite.
Oh, okay.
So she was trying to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
This family looked like they were penny pinching everything.
They needed it.
Like they were like, and she has no problem with that.
Yeah.
Then there was a box like that. It was like a for lack of a better term, a junk box with like mm-hmm. a bunch of stuff that you could find some gems in there.
Yeah.
And she said that they could take the box. They started going individually through the thing, and she's like, I'm trying to get you to take the box.
Yeah, just take the box.
I'm not trying to get you to get here and grab two things. The reason I'm giving you the box. They go through shopping for it through it for like 5 minutes. Just like individual. It's like, what are we doing? I mean, she wasn't like mad, but I did think it was kind of funny. Here's the free thing.
That is, it's free. Throw the rest of the stuff away. Just get out of my house.
Yeah. Sometimes you, because I used to, me and my boys, like back when we were, this was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
We would take like our old clothes because you could go post up at this flea market,
mm-hmm.
and it was $5 for a parking spot. So you just post up there. You could sell your old crap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You maybe take some of your parents' crap that maybe they didn't want to sell, but they didn't know. So you were just hustling their crap too. And you just sit there flinging stuff out of the
I like back that. Of the truck. It's just it's cool. It's just fun to do. People coming in like no, not yet. We're not open yet. You know, like a lot of the squatters try to get there. Like let's say you're starting at 7. They're there at 6:30. Oh, can I have that? No, not till 7.
Well, the good thing about the garage sale back in the day, like in the newspaper, like when you would take out like a mm-hmm. 2-inch ad or whatever, like when my mom would.
Yeah.
You would say like Nintendo.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah,
you would
yeah,
you
yeah.
would put like what you were selling, so people would pull up to the garage sale and be ready to go.
Yeah,
and there used to be neighborhood garage sales.
That's what this one is.
Oh, it's the best.
This is up in Bear Branch in Kingwood.
That's sick.
We're gonna take some stuff up there. He's got some.
That's
stuff. That's my favorite thing, and
that's
it's like one
sick.
After another.
So you're just
after
walking
another.
Through.
Yeah.
So you can come back. You can be like, hey, will you take 5 for that? They say no. All right. And then you come back. And then you sure you don't want to take 5 for that?
Yeah, exactly. That's my favorite part. It's like you're selling a shirt let's say for $3 a t-shirt, will you take $2.75?
Dude, before like the vintage.
What are we doing here? You want to take, you want me to take $2.75 instead of three? If, that means I got to get quarters? I mean, all that stuff? Come on.
If I could get a time machine and I could go back, let's say you could take me back to, man, where do we want to go? Let's go like 94, 95.
Mm-hmm.
Like just take me back that many years, 29, 30 years.
Okay.
Take me in a time machine and give me two credit cards and 2 days. I'm going to every Foot Locker and buying every damn thing they have. Okay. Every pair of shoes, everything. Back before like people were killing each other for Jordans, I'm buying everything. When they're like $85 Jordans, buying all of them.
All of them.
And I'm going to every garage sale because I guarantee you there's stuff there that is probably like worth thousands now.
Now? Yeah.
Thousands.
Some of the jerseys?
Dude, there's people who go to thrift stores just to get shirts.
Right. Starter jackets?
By the way, guess what I got? I forgot to grab this from Mom's Crib. There's three Rockets championship shirts with the hologram still on it. And I have the Houston Chronicle one.
Oh, wow.
I have the Houston Chronicle one, too.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Pretty sick, man. Those were so sick.
Yeah.
Neighborhood garage sales. Goodness, man. On the text line, 832, must be a slow sports day.
I think he was kidding. He had an LOL there.
LOL.
Yeah.
LOL. 0061, by the way, brought up a good point about women's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Women complaining about toilet seats is why I don't like girls' basketball. Just put it down, you lazy ass.
That's why?
Yeah.
That's why.
That's why he doesn't like it. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.